We're going live now.
What it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, and no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. Like I do. Can I blame you? No one bites back his heart on their anger. None of my pain and woe can show through. But my dream, my conscience needs to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
Discover.
Doing, guys? Are you surviving?
I'm doing,
I'm doing pretty good here. We got a little cool snap here in Texas. I'm sure everybody will be running around in their parkas tomorrow. It's like 56 degrees here right now, a little wet. But it really feels nice. I've got the sliding glass doors open and temperature in the house now is about 65 degrees.
Right.
I got
the heat blasting over here, man. I tell you, it's 10 degrees right now up here. Believe it or not.
Good. Good. Keep all that shit over there.
Right. So anyhow, we're going to get into the Hunter Biden story and everything, and me and Virgil's been talking about it all day today, off and on, and I saw clips and stuff that I couldn't watch anymore. I had to turn it off. It's horrible. It is very horrible and everything and stuff. But I want to do a shout-out to Sahira, who's our Twitter listener, and she's listening in, and so I'm going to say a big shout-out to her, to our listeners that just joined in and everything. And Russell, I was watching the polls very closely up around Texas, and they're saying Trump and Biden's in a dead heat tie over there. I was wondering, have you heard anything about that, or...
We've had so much fraud here, and of course Greg Abbott, aka Hot Wheels, has been a complete disappointment standing up for the American people, or the people of Texas that actually here, when I see what's going on around me and the attitude of some of these people and stuff, it probably wouldn't surprise me if it was close, brother.
Right. And also, I'm seeing Florida real close and everything. It's going to flip red big time over there. In fact, Trump's going to lead now by, I think he's like 2% ahead in the leads, and New Mexico is doing very, very well in the polls right now and stuff. So, and Pennsylvania, all he needs is 1%, and it's over. It's over with.
Yeah.
He's got Pennsylvania and everything about it. You know, to get back on the Hunter Biden story, I'm going to tell you, this is very disturbing. Why are these fuckers not in prison or locked up right now? That's what me and Virgil was just talking about that. I mean,
Well, you know, I'll tell you exactly what it is. The FBI is 100% corrupted, and I don't want to hear anybody say, well, it's just the guys at the top and most of them are good. I'm going to call bullshit on that because not one of them come forward. The same with our Central Intelligence Agency under Haspel. She is deep state through and through. Honestly, our elected officials don't want anybody arrested. Because, see, you got to kind of look at it like this. And I just done, I'll just urge your chance to correct me. You got to kind of look at it like this in the overall picture, okay? The left wing, you know, I've said this 1,000 times, left wing and the right wing belong to the same bird. Okay, now they're all corrupt. They've all been selling it out. The difference is the Democrats don't use any lube, and the Republicans do, and people think, oh, well, that. But if this stuff comes out, the moment they arrest anybody, indict anybody, and they start singing, I'm telling you, I would not be surprised if 70-80% of our elected officials were dirty.
Exactly.
I agree.
So you remember Julian Assange mentioned, you know, before he got caught, and in fact, Julian Assange was a friend of ours, and he was helping. We were getting ready to expose some stuff and everything before they got him. And if you remember, and you know, then I got tossed in. And banned out of Twitter, and he did too right about the same time. But he stated 98% of Washington D.C. would be going down. you know.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. I agree with that, you know, and everything. And see here, I'm going to answer your question. I've been watching California, and that's about a good 90% chance that it will flip red. So I'm going to answer your question on that. And her, because she's talking. So, but you know, but there were some pictures floating around too of Hunter Biden with a bunch of little 6-year-old girls and 12-year-old girls that was floating around on Facebook, and it was disturbing to see. It was very disturbing.
Well, you know, I think,
you know,
listen. I'm pretty Virgil. You correct me. Give me your input when I'm done here. Nothing is going to happen as long as what we have in Washington D.C. right now stays status quo. All right, it's
mm-hmm.
not. You can sit there and scream, drain the swamp all day long. You can throw every piece of, I mean, the evidence out there right now, there should be people
mm-hmm.
hanging from gallows already.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
The only way to fix this is a full reset, and I really
mm-hmm.
don't think that's going to happen. I don't know, man. I've pretty much completely lost faith in the American people. I really don't give two fucks about him right now. Virgil, what are you talking,
mm-hmm.
brother?
Well, no, I agree with you, Russell. The only way this is going to happen, number one, Barr has got to go. He's not going to do a goddamn thing. That's number one. Barr has got to go. He don't have the backbone or the balls to take these people on. He'll put on a dog and pony show, smoke and mirrors, blah, 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 all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you would do like you would do the drug cartels whenever you find out shit is going on and you freeze these bank accounts, shut these
mm-hmm.
bank accounts down, shut the money down,
mm-hmm.
then you take the power away from them, then
mm-hmm.
you can do something. But as long as they have deep pockets and
mm-hmm.
they can hire every goddamn chicken shit checker pants lawyer in the United States to represent them,
mm-hmm.
these people will never go to court. These people will never go to court.
Exactly.
What I was explained to me today, a friend of mine called me up. I'm not going to mention his name. A friend of mine called me up. He gets into he's a computer geek. In fact, that's who he works for. He works for the Geek Squad. He repairs computers. And he called me up. He said, Virgil, he said, I got into it for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. He said the video was of Hunter Biden and some woman and some girl that he said she couldn't have been at over 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed the video of them shooting her up with dope. And she
mm-hmm.
was either speaking Polish, Czechoslovakian, or Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, don't cut me off, Joe. All of a sudden, the site just went blank, just went boom. It was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "That's all I saw." He said, "But he saw Hunter Biden pushing that needle in that little girl's arm."
Mm-hmm.
He said,
and also,
that's a sick, sorry son of a bitch.
Yep. I also remember, too, that Obama's daughter's in that video with Hunter Biden as well and everything. And what needs to be done, what you were
well, we need
earlier,
to go, we need to,
the Russo
we
Act.
Need to stop going, we need to stop going by what we heard,
mm-hmm.
okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
this guy, I trust him. We've been very good friends. We've been friends for a very, very long time. He's got no reason to lie to me, no reason to make this shit up. But all of this, We heard Obama's daughter. We heard Joe Biden was in it. We heard. We need to see proof of it. We need to see 100% proof. FBI has got the proof. Show the American people the proof. Show it to us. Show it to us. You can block out faces. You can block out faces that you feel, you know, you can block out certain areas of the body, the genital area, things like this. Show the American people what this animal is capable of. I mean, we've got two people. We've got two people in the state of Louisiana, in Livingston Parish, Louisiana, a husband and wife couple. One was a school teacher. One was a lieutenant on the Livingston Parish SWAT team. All right, they have over 200 cases of child rape and child pornography against them. They had to clear the courtroom out. They had to clear the courtroom out when they had the preliminary hearing of showing the judge and the defense attorney and all in there. They had to clear everybody out of the courtroom because it was just so disgusting that, you know, they just couldn't go public with it right now. And this is no different. This is absolutely no different. Those two son of a bitches are in jail. That son of a bitch, he's got so many death threats against him, they had to put him in the state prison protective custody unit. She's going to testify against him to save her own ass, to try and save her own ass. But this is no different. If a married couple in Louisiana can be charged with this and incarcerated for this based on the evidence they have, then Hunter Biden needs to be held in a secure hair salon where the cameras work so nothing happens to him.
Right along with Pelosi's son, because Sierra was just telling me now there is a photo going around of Obama's daughter and Hunter with her on top of him and everything. She said it's out there, so I'll have her send me that and I'll send it to you. But, you know, this is way beyond, and it will bring down half of D.C.,
It's not. If A.G. Barr is still Attorney General of the United States within 30 days after Trump's reelection, you're not going to see a goddamn fucking thing done. You're not going to see
done. True. And, you know, but I don't know, man. It's just, wow. I mean, it blew my mind. It turned my stomach upside down. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't bear to see anymore. Yeah, and everything. But seeing Hunter there's like 9 or 10 girls from the ages of 4 to 5 years old all up to 15 years old, look like. They were there with him. And, oh, God, that was enough that I was like, fuck this shit, you know. Wow. I mean,
Russell is completely right. Until the American people do like in the old black and white movies, grab pitchforks, torches, and ropes, and start heading toward Dracula's castle. You know, I mean, you're not gonna start dragging these people out in the street and just doing away with them.
Start.
Just, you know, I know Russell knows what IT is. Have an IT with a bunch of dump trucks, just leave them in the street, let the IT scoop them up, throw them in the dump truck, take them on down the road.
Lexi Harris just said, bring back Soviet Canyon, you know, that too. But they don't even deserve that. They do. I mean, shit, man. But
if I had my way, there would be a noose hanging off every light pole down 1600 Avenue. Okay, and the only thing that would, you know, come along You'd have somebody standing on the roof of the dump truck with a machete just cutting the rope and letting them fall in the back of it and put up another rope. Hey, bring on the next 50. Bring on the next 50. And while we're putting the ropes around their neck, we'll play that country song by John Anderson, Swingin'.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, man. I had such a hard time tracking, I really hate to say this, but I think that the American people have become so used to the corruption, they think it's normal for this kind of shit to go on in their government. It's kind of like the Helsinki syndrome, they start to love their captors, rulers and stuff, people were never meant to be rural, ladies and gentlemen, but the American people have been slowly programmed where life is supposed to be easy and they don't have to deal with anything and somebody's going to take care of all their needs and the government's going to make sure everything's squared away. It's just ridiculous. And
the government going up there and saying, hey, I was going to help you, sir. Once you come step right on over here, it's like, oh, but no, I'm running away from you.
I mean, the Democrats are already calling for the UN to be involved in the election.
Yep.
And we got China sitting on a northern border, and then there's people that think that what's coming, it's just going to be a cakewalk. It'll be over in 2 hours and stuff.
No.
I think those people are just dangerous, if not more so than the people out there. But, we now know that this whole deal is funded by China. BLM, Antifa, that's all China. China bought and paid for this election, and I promise you, man, if the Democrats can't deliver, it's going to be holy hell to pay.
And we even talked about this, Russell, me and you, about China for 5 years, 5 long years we talked about this.
They're going to either want their money's worth or their money's back. I can tell you that right now.
Well, you remember when we had the FBI lady on the show, what did she say? It's going to be like Red Dawn, the movie.
I wasn't very impressed with her. She was kind of know-it-all, and nobody else knew anything. She was the smartest person in the room. Honestly, I didn't think much of her, and I didn't like her, man. But I don't think I told her to go fuck herself, though. So I was nice.
she's posting things about China too that's spot on. And I talked about this a couple of years ago, Virgil. If it's gonna be like Red Dawn, this is gonna be it. Because look, Portland, Oregon, Lavoie, Finicum. Uranium One, all the land that China bought in Portland, Oregon for the gold mining rights, all that stuff that's going, that's what it's about. They own us. I hate to say it, but they do own us in some ways.
They don't own us. They own Washington, D.C., and I said, until the American people get to the point to where they've had enough, it's going to continue to go on. People should be outraged about these tapes and the people involved and all that. People should be outraged, but they're more concerned about their fucking gumbo and fucking drinking at the...
they put a Virgil Gumbo now.
Yeah.
But, you're right. You're right. Like, I agree with you. You know.
Yeah.
And what do you say, Virgil?
I can tell you this. If Biden wins, ain't going to be no gumbo for none of us. We're going to go back to the government cheese and the peanut butter.
Yep.
You know, and
I remember those days.
Russell's 100% right. Until you start taking things from the American people, they're not going to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you give them, it's just like in prison. Just like in the prisons, okay? They give them cable TV. They give them a little store to make. They give them a little money every month. Let them go make the canteen. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're happy with their honey buns and their microwave popcorn and their TV. You know, they got to watch LeBron James run up and down the court with a basketball. Well, they're just as happy as can be because the majority of them live better in prison than they did on the streets. At least they're getting three hots and a cot. You know?
Yep.
But until you start taking things from people, until the government FEMA tow trucks pull up and say, oh, well, we determined that you do not need a $40,000 pickup truck. So we're going to take this and we're going to sell it, and whatever we get for it, we're going to divide it among the masses. The same with
mm-hmm.
their fast boats, their four-wheelers, the same with their
and
luxury
their
items.
Mm-hmm.
Two people living in a three-bedroom house. Why you need three
mm-hmm.
bedrooms? There's only two of you living here. We're going to give this
mm-hmm.
to another family, and we're going to put you in Section 8 housing. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're also,
wait,
you know,
that,
that 80,000, that 80,000 a year you
mm-hmm.
make at your job, or $100,000 a year, we're going to cut that down to 30,000 a year, and we're going to give what else you with the leftover, the 50,000 or the 70,000, we're going to divide that up against the masses that just don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're doing it on a limited scale. But once you start
mm-hmm.
doing that to everybody, then they'll wake up. Then they'll
mm-hmm.
wake up. You know, then
but
they'll go to acting
then
like
gonna
the,
be too
then
late. It's going to be too late.
Yeah,
then
it's going to be too late.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right. They'll go to acting like the kid on the video whose mom canceled his video games subscription.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go throwing tantrums and throwing lawn furniture and pulling up the hedges in the yard and everything else and acting all crazy. But
mm-hmm.
by then it's going to be too late. It's going to
yep.
be too late because you've lost. You've
mm-hmm.
lost. We're on
mm-hmm.
the brink. We're on the brink right now. Right now, we are not the solution. People like us, we are the problem. And the sooner you realize that, you're an insurgent. You're not a free. You're not a patriot right now. You're an insurgent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're standing against the establishment. You're standing against the power. So that makes
mm-hmm.
you an insurgent. That makes you a terrorist. That makes you a threat to the national well-being and the socialist state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to be arrested. You're going to be executed. You
well,
know,
that's
you're
like,
going to be exiled.
That's like
you know?
We've talked about
you know?
For years, you know. You and me and Russell and Hurricanes, Lucretia. We're all on a watch list. I guarantee it.
We're going to guarantee you.
I done got two
fucking visits from Homeland Security. I know my name is in a file somewhere on somebody's
name. Yeah, and I know mine is too because, you know, after Uranium One and Lloyd Finicum, me and Hurricane Ann, we got harassed and threatened. So, you know, I know.
Look, I don't mention this too much. I get calls from people, and I know it's an entrapment play. I know it's an entrapment play from the get-go. Because the people that know me know that I do not sell, I do not barter, I do not trade any of the 80% weapons that I manufacture. What is that background noise?
That's not me.
It is against the law. It is against the NFA Act. Okay? I cannot do it, and I will not do it. But I get calls from people, well, so-and-so said you can build me an AR-10, AR-45, AR-9mm, AR-15, AR-10, whatever, or a Glock, or this, that, and the other. Yes, I can build you one, but the only thing you're going to do with it after I build it is fucking look at it. Because it ain't going home with you. Not for any price. And I know it's entrapment calls. I know it's low level snitches wanting to make their $20 and their
a little bag of weed
and half a pint of gin and their pack of Newports. And I don't do it. And I call the sheriff. I call Brett Stassi when I get these calls. And I let him know about it, and I let Major Ronnie Blanchard know. Me and Ronnie made criminal investigations in the Little Paddy Sheriff's Office. We're very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
We are very good friends. And I let him know about it, If they need something done with some weapons or whatever, I help them out with it. But as far as me converting anything to fully automatic, I get calls for that. Well, just tell me how to do it. All right, you go to the ATF, you file a Form 4, and you wait and get your Class 3. You get your tax stamp. That's how you get an automatic weapon. As far as getting one from me, you ain't fucking getting it.
Right.
And I'm not telling you how to do it.
Right.
It's
just common sense.
In Louisiana, no matter whether the weapon is legal or not, if they can prove you have prior knowledge that this weapon was going to be used in a crime such as murder, such as shooting somebody, they can come back on you and they can charge you with that murder. You could sell the gun and then drive 1,000 miles away just like I do all the time. But if they can prove I knew that they intended to use this gun to shoot their wife, to shoot their husband, boyfriend, or just in a drug deal or go pull an armed robbery or anything like that, automatically I am charged equally with that crime in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for everybody out there that's wanting to call me up and want me to manufacture an unserialized weapon for you, go fuck yourself.
Right.
I ain't doing it.
Right. But what do you guys think about the riots from yesterday in PA? I mean, the guy pulled out. I saw the video.
Okay. I'm gonna take it from here, Joe. Sorry for interrupting.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna take it from
go
here.
Ahead.
Okay. To everyone out there who wants to go out in the street wielding a weapon, whether it is a gun, whether it is a knife, whether it is a ball peen hammer, whether it's a lead pipe, whether it's a machete, whether it's an axe, okay? When the police approach you and tell you to drop the weapon and get on the ground, you drop the weapon and get on the ground. That way, your wife, mother, or auntie is calling the bail bondsman, not the fucking funeral home. Okay?
Exactly. How many times have we seen that? But it's just an escape for them to go out and go burn the murder. Black lives don't matter. It's just an excuse.
I don't know. I just I'm kind of curious as to what I'm just kind of curious as to how far these people are willing to go with their threat. Because surely they don't think that the American people are just going to sit there and take it. Do they?
I can tell you this, Russell. That shit that took place in New York, all right, that was all fucking Muslims. You can look at them.
Mm-hmm.
That was all Palestinian. Well, Palestinian. Okay, you know, I use that word. You know, show me Palestine on a map, okay? That was all a bunch of ragheads, goat fuckers, and doom coons, okay, attacking those Jewish people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you right now, there will be a reckoning for that.
Oh, yeah.
There is going to be a reckoning for that.
Mm-hmm. And Sierra just said they're rioting going on now where she's at in Wisconsin. She said they're rioting now where she's at.
Well, I'm sorry to say, Sierra. Mm-hmm. I've been through Wisconsin, and anything that happens there is a step up, darling. I'm sorry. You know.
Hey, she likes you, by the way. She said you're funny. But, you know,
I mean, y'all do need some new infrastructure in Wisconsin. I'm telling you that right
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to come. I think Wisconsin, is going to get some good people in there and everything. I don't know about you guys, but
I wanted to mention this, Russell. Driving through Illinois today, I had to come down. I left out of Sherwood Williams Paint in Moline, Illinois, and I had to offload that weapon of mass destruction I was packing around with me. And I'm going down the streets and through some of these rural neighborhoods, getting to I-80 westbound, and I'm looking and there's Biden signs in people's yards with a red X on them.
With a red X.
A red X.
Oh,
you
know,
like the yard signs, you got the
mm-hmm.
little wire stand on them. Well, there's red X marks, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and they're on the front and the back of them. So I'm guessing that's, red is conservative, and, they're X-ing him out,
Right,
but
I did see a
couple of hardcore, standbys, I saw a few Biden signs, mostly Trump signs. In Indiana, oh, my God, you can't spit without hitting a Trump sign. You cannot spit without hitting a Trump sign. And for anybody out there, any of my fellow truck drivers that's listening to this show, I got information today. If you're going through Illinois on I-80, be on your P's and Q's. They're running speed traps all the way through I-80 through Illinois. They're even clocking speed with a helicopter. And they're not sympathized. They're pulling over everybody. Seatbelts.
Hey, check your messenger. Sierra sent me a photo, and I'm going to share it with you. And I'm going to share it with Russell right now. I'm sharing it with Sierra.
It's on Facebook Messenger?
Yeah. I'm sending this direct to Russell Neal. But, you know, speaking of truckers, I'm going to warn all the truckers about New Mexico. You guys want to avoid this place as much as possible because they're stopping truckers, they're testing them, and if you're just coming through or stopping by for a bite to eat and stuff, they're going to make you stay 14 days.
Well, they can't. They can't do that.
Our cycle music governor.
Not unless they want to pay for some of these refrigerated loads and these heats and these
mm-hmm.
temperature sensitive loads.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So, but when you guys think that you know, for now, this is going on in the restaurant starting today. But if you're a worker working in restaurants, they're going to the health department's going to come randomly and test you for COVID. That, to me, is a violation.
They're
right.
doing that in Kentucky right now. They're doing that in Kentucky left and right now.
Mm-hmm.
Left and right. Kentucky done gone to shit. Kentucky done completely gone to shit.
Same thing here. But that's a direct violation of your rights as an employee to get violated that way, you know. But hopefully this will all stop in November, to be honest, you know.
You know,
so are you there?
with all of this, you know, self-identifying and, all of this, I've got to have a service animal. This is my service rat, you know, my pet mouse or whatever. You know, it is. And, you know, some people do need them. You know, some, you know, with autism and things like that, it helps out. But you just got some people that, you know, always there's going to be some people that's going to abuse the system. So why don't we start abusing the system? You know, we're going to start a new phobia. You know, we're going to start a Q-tip phobia. You know, every time they pull one of them COVID test Q-tips out, you know, you run away screaming. Ah, it's a Q-tip. It's going to kill me. Ah, you know.
Right,
And you might even get a check out of it from the government. Who knows? Try it.
All right.
You know,
I just had a neighbor that went and had that done, and I've been, you know, and stuff after getting tested. It happened.
The few weeks ago that I was in the hospital, I'm going to tell you what. They shoved that goddamn thing up my nose. They did it three times the whole time I was there. They did it three times. And I'm going to tell you what. If that nurse wouldn't have had the cutest little ass I ever seen, I'd have punched the piss out of that bitch.
Virgil.
Russell. Look, at the Loves in Illinois yesterday. Let me tell you guys something that's driving trucks just like me. These women are taking over. And I'm going to tell you something right now. There was a Pam driver. She worked for Pam Express. And she was from Florida. And, buddy, Russell, you talk about the cutest little Hispanic girl you would ever see in your life. And she was out there in a jacket. And I was in short sleeves, and it was about 40 degrees up here, and she was freezing to death and trying to put fuel in that truck. And it was hilarious for a little while. Then I felt sorry for her when I saw her. She grabbed that pump nozzle, and she was shaking so bad she couldn't eat in that big old 3-inch hole in a diesel tank. She was shaking so bad she couldn't eat. She had to grab it with both hands to put it in. And, I went up to her and I said, "You all right, ma'am?" And she said, "Oh, I'm cold. I said, "Look," I said, she said, "You're not cold." I said, "I'm used to it. I can stand it for a little while." So I said, look, go get back in your truck. If you got coal, I said, I'll go ahead and I'll pump your diesel for you. And she was very nice about it. You know, she, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And her name was Carolyn. And I asked her some questions. You know, I said, I said, I'm not being racist or anything, but I can see you're Latino. And I asked her, I said, what do you think about Trump? I said, do you think he's racist? She said, I don't go by that. That's bullshit. That is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
She said, that is just totally bullshit. She said, my parents came from Cuba. My parents escaped from Cuba. And I could tell you things about Cuba that you wouldn't believe. I said, is it true that you can go to jail in Cuba for having ground beef? She said, yes. She said, how did you know that? I said, I've talked to several Cuban people. I said, you can go to prison for having a lobster. She said,
yeah.
Yes, and mm-hmm. they pull them out of the ocean all the time. That's a big industry, but a common citizen, you can't possess a lobster. You
mm-hmm.
can't feed a lobster to your family in Cuba.
Soon it comes
and
to America.
And people need to talk to these other people. They need to talk to these mm-hmm. people that have come from these communist countries, that have come from these socialist countries,
mm-hmm.
that have
mm-hmm.
been down in Central America like Russell, and they've seen the aftermath of these fucking death squads, these El Salvadorian and Ecuadorian
mm-hmm.
fucking death squads in Panama and all of that. They need to talk
mm-hmm.
to these people, and they need to see, listen to them, and then look at what's going on here.
Yep.
And you will see a hell of a, and you will see a hell of a fucking comparison.
Mhm. Mhm.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I agree.
You know, but you gotta remember now, since at least, I mean, we all know it started before that, but the hardcore push of the brainwashing and that kind of stuff didn't really start till the late 80s, early 90s. And
mm-hmm.
ever since that time period right there, anybody through that age group right now, the vast majority, I mean, there's a few exceptions everywhere here and there, but the vast majority of them have been brainwashed into group thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They're not
mm-hmm.
taught independent thinking anymore. They're taught group
mm-hmm.
thinking. And they actually, you know what? I was talking to people, I said, well, what is socialism? And
mm-hmm.
they didn't know. They were told it's a good thing, so, man, that's what it's supposed to be. But they had no idea what socialism was.
Yeah. Well, look at our young friend that listeners, Sierra. She was kind of somewhat, I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Sierra, but she was kind of in that category. And about 3 or 4 months ago, as she woke up, she was a hardcore liberal, hated Trump, hated everything about Trump, hated, you know, this and that, and like what you were saying. And then as she finally realized, she told me the story, and I think she finally realized it, started doing some researching on her own, and was seeing this movie and stuff. She said, yes, I was right about that. But, you know, and everything, and a lot of she and her, I'm seeing a bunch more starting to wise up. You know, like her.
It's like this. If you're listening at this program, and you want a clear definition of what socialism is, I'm going to explain it to you very simply. Socialism is two wolves and a sheep talking about what they're going to have for supper. Do the math.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But slowly, though, they are wising up and kind of snapping, you know, and everything. And I think there's like 4 or 5 other girls like her, about her age group, that are starting to wake up and realizing what the hell, you know.
It's just like these stupid people that look at these idiots, and I know Russell doesn't like me mentioning them, but I'm going to have to in order to make my point. The NFAC and Grandmaster J. Oh, boy. Look at them, boy. They look so impressive. They're dressed in their black ninja outfits. They're carrying rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Blah, 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 blah. They're the for real deal in all of this. They're going to get us our own country. They're going to take over Texas. We're going to have an all-black nation.
Okay,
and I asked them simple questions. I asked them simple questions. Why don't you ask Grandmaster Jay what's going to be his economic structure? What's going to be his plan for the infrastructure? How is he going to pay to support hospitals, police departments, fire departments, EMTs, and all of this? Okay, how does he plan on doing that? And I ask all of these questions, these economic questions. If y'all going to be your own nation, you're going to have your own monetary system. What are you going to base your monetary on? Popeye's chicken sandwiches?
Yeah. Oh, Popeye's.
And you know the response I get? Two words. You're racist.
Right. Sarah said the movie she watched was called Out of Shadows, and it was about how the CIA would operate and give you the media control and everything and brainwash. She said that was what she watched. It was a documentary. So, and everything. So that was the name of it. But, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, and how many times did they shoot themselves, Virgil?
well, the first time was an NFAC member, you know, he got tired and he put his weapon down and the bolt went forward and it fired. And the second one, they played it off. They said the guy wasn't a member, he was a convicted felon, blah, 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 all of this here, that, and the other. But it turns out that the guy was a member of the Black Panther Party, and it's just a joke. It's just a joke. You know.
Yep.
And you know, he's gonna remain quiet because now he's on the radar. You see, Clay Higgins gave him fair warning. And he went around there and he come to Louisiana and he calling Clay Higgins out, calling all of us out, all of this type of stuff here. And then he made the bold statement, the NFAC, I'm going to tell you his exact words. I'm going to show y'all how group economics work. You know, our membership, they charge $10 a month per member to be a member of the NFAC. Well, so far he claims they've collected $42 million, and he's going to start paying each member $1,500 a month to train. Okay. Number one, where did that $42 million come from? If all you claim you have is 10,000 members, and you just started this organization, what, a year and a half ago? Okay, everybody do the math on that. Number two, who's going to train these people?
Okay.
You don't even know. You don't. You don't even.
Why
are we
talking about these
well,
people?
I'm just trying to make a point, Russell. Yeah. You know, to show how stupid, you know, these people are. And you have people out there that are buying this every line of bullshit, just like they're buying Joe Biden's bullshit, Kamala Harris's bullshit, Nancy Pelosi's bullshit, Chuck Schumer's bullshit.
Okay. Well,
you know, and I mean, it just amazes me the level and the mass of stupidity that we have in America today. I mean, You know, I mean, you tell these people that an elephant can hang off a cliff by his hind legs with a daisy, with his tail tied to a daisy, and they'll fucking believe it. They have no common sense.
Yeah. Okay, but all right. But hey, I got a question for y'all. We heard in the debates and the speeches and stuff like that that Biden has mentioned, you know, dark winter several times. Oh, it's going to be a dark winter, you know, it's coming. Does anybody know what dark winter is?
Yes. Actually, that's what we were going to talk about yesterday.
I've heard of nuclear winter, but I've never heard of dark winter before.
Let me continue. Yeah. This dark winter, which is going to happen if the Democrats don't win. Okay, now some of this fairly, I don't know if any of it's been declassified at this point, so I'm going to have to kind of soft shoe around some of this, all right? But back in 2001, there was an operation run called Dark Winter.
Yep.
All right? It was a simulation, all right? Senior level bioterrorist attack, all right? And it was designed to carry out, you know, what would happen a widespread smallpox, whatever attack like that, a biological weapon and stuff. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, we know China and them are in cahoots. We know Gates and Fauci is in on this. I can't think of the name of that port now. I've mentioned several times where we had our biological labs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think Biden's actually hinting at that. They're going to drop another biological attack on us, because that's what Dark Winter was. It's not going to be no fucking, it's not going to be no Kung Flu or anything like that, man. And
that's the same thing I read. And it's like Sahara was just saying that she agrees that what they're saying too is that they're going to attack us like very hard, like 9/11, but much harder.
Okay. And so we had that. We talked about that dark one. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's something that's really going to fucking get you, guys, is back in April of this year, there was another dark winter, parentheses, exercise. And
mm-hmm.
that was designed to push the system to the point of failure in order to learn about the vulnerabilities that we had. Now,
yep.
You start tracking on some of this, I guess maybe what I'm trying to say now, I guess
the communist takeover.
Why does it matter now? Because it's too much of a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here, man? You know, these different groups created this dark winter. Simulations and stuff like that. So they know. They
mm-hmm.
now know where the weak points is, where the point of failure is as a country.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all gonna go tell me to put my tinfoil hat on now. But
no, you're right, because I read the same thing. You're right.
Let me ask you this question. Now that they know where the breaking points is, we know how desperate these people are. They will go to any extent. There's nobody standing up to them in D.C. They're getting away with this stuff. They're continuing. They think they're untouchable. And if this election comes out and Trump wins, I would not hesitate that they would fucking kick something like that off for real. What are y'all
mm-hmm.
thoughts?
Oh, it wasn't like I said before. You know, what they do doesn't surprise me a bit. I mean, you're dealing with degenerate animals. Mm-hmm. Okay, all the way around, they're degenerate, evil animals. They're demons. They're demons walking the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it would not surprise me for them to go off and, you know, just arbitrarily kill 750 million to a billion people without batting an eye.
Mm-hmm.
So, Russell, it's not too far-fetched. From what we've seen them pull so far, you know, it would be the normal for them.
Yep. And look at Operation Mockingbird. Have you guys seen that one?
Yeah, but anyway, this is something these guys have been working on for 20 years that they've been having these deals. And it's just real funny that this, and once again, I'm going to say quotation marks, simulation fucking happened at the time this coronavirus was hitting the hardest.
Mm-hmm. Well, Russell, we said this 5 years ago. We knew that we were going to try something like this, but we just didn't know when, and we didn't know how. So we knew it was going to come from China, but look where we're at right now.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, well, listen, guys, man, I got some paperwork I got to finish up and stuff. My work week continues, and I'm thankful to finally get some hours again, but... I got to get after this stuff, so I'm going to say goodnight. Love you guys.
Yep.
Be safe out there. And I'm telling you, next week is going to be wild and woolly. Make sure you have everything secured that you need to secure, and make sure you have your bug out stuff ready to go. And anything that you have that you can't take with you, when that time comes, destroy it. Don't leave it behind for our enemies.
I'm gonna be down in Beaumont Thursday. I gotta run this load from here in Illinois down to Beaumont, and I'm headed home. I'm gonna stay home till after the election and see what's going to go on.
This was just in.
A reporter asked Mr. Biden, President Trump has mentioned Hunter's obscenely high salary with Burisma.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care to explain? Come on, man. Have you seen the price of cocaine lately?
We'll sign off and come back Thursday. And Sierra mentioned Virgil. She said, you know, someone mentioned good versus evil, and if you divide the year 2020. Or, like, take the year 2020, divide it by 666, the devil's number, you get 3.033033, which is the numbers on Biden's time.
Well.
In case anyone was wondering. You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll be back Thursday, and, you know, we'll talk a little bit about Operation Mockingbird, which has to do with the media and with what we were just talking about as well. So we're gonna do a little research of Mockingbird and stuff. So, but anyhow, we'll be back Thursday. So y'all be safe out there. Keep warm away from the snow and stuff. So we're gonna see what happens between now and Thursday. And who knows? Maybe somebody will go to jail. We never know.
Yeah.
Never know. So.
Yeah.
That's it. But anyhow, yes, Eric, we're gonna sign off and everything. So big shout out to her and to our listeners. Just tune in Thursday night at 7 and everything, and be good out there.
All right. Good night, Chester. Wherever you are.
My hand, and tears as you